Hey, before we get started, I've got a special offer for you. It's not what you think. I'm going to do one email for you, a newsletter for you, absolutely free, and it includes a 20-minute phone call with me free. I'll create that email. I'll send it to you. I'll even upload it to your email system if you want. What you need to do is to go to my website and click the Contact Ken button and let me know that you'd like to take advantage of this, and I'll send you details. Okay, let's get on with today's podcast. You should always be growing your list, but should you buy one? I'll let you know in this episode. Ready? Here we go.
Welcome to the Everything Email Podcast with Ken Countess. Ken is a world-renowned email marketing expert. He'll help you 10x your business with email strategies that generate more sales. And now, here's Ken Countess.
Hey, welcome to episode 107 of the Everything Email Podcast. I'm Ken Countess. In this episode, I'm going to give you 5 reasons why you should never buy an email list. Before we do that, let me just remind you that if you'd like to get your emails done for you, I have a special offer. You can hear it at the end of this session. Okay, let's talk about the 5 reasons you should never buy an email list. I know it sounds tempting. You know you should always be growing your list, but buying an email marketing list is really bad for your business. Let me give you the 5 reasons. Number one, you might break data protection laws. Now, for sure, buying an email list in itself is not illegal, but if you send messages to people without their explicit consent, in many countries, it's illegal. So this is determined by laws where the email recipient lives, not who's sending it. So even if there's no law that prevents you from buying a list, it's still bad practice because if you buy a list, you can never be sure that the broker you bought the list from obtained consent from the contacts that they're selling you. So this can do a lot of things. It can turn off customers who didn't give away their contact info. But more importantly, sometimes these are addresses that are harvested by mail bots that crawl the internet looking for them. So what you want to do is make sure you collect the email addresses yourself and get explicit consent. Number two, you definitely risk damaging your email sender reputation. What is sender reputation? Well, if you've heard this podcast more than once, you probably know I talk about email sender reputation. The basic piece of sender reputation is this. If people are unfamiliar with your company, they may unsubscribe. Worse, flag you as a spammer. And if you wind up getting caught in spam traps, those spam traps are email addresses that are used by internet service providers to identify and block senders who are not following list-building practices. And with artificial intelligence scrubbing emails that are being sent and received, you don't want to find your email address in that bucket of people who are listed as spammers, because many email service providers and delivery services will even block your emails from ever being delivered, and you won't even know that. Next reason not to buy a list, you'll simply get poor results from your email campaigns. When you buy a list, the chances are that you're sending content that people don't want, especially if they didn't sign up for your list. So if you're sending stuff and people aren't opening it, your delivery rate goes down, your sender reputation goes down, people may open it and mark you as a spammer. Not a thing you want to be. And last of the 5 reasons, you won't be able to use email marketing services. The best email marketing platforms simply don't allow the use of purchased lists on their service. They don't want to enable spammers or promote spammy activity. Look, spammers are notorious for buying email lists, and legitimate email service providers don't want to help spammers. No way, no shape, no form. So, purchase lists threaten the email marketing provider's shared IP addresses, and these are essential for providing an optimal service to their customers. So if their AI figures out that what you're uploading is a purchase list, they're going to block you. So do yourself a great favor. It's not a matter of how big your list is. It's the quality of your list. So if you're buying a bunch of junk email addresses and the email service provider that you're uploading to senses that it's a purchase list, they're going to block you. They may shut you down altogether. So do the right thing. Keep your list smaller with good email addresses. Grow your list slowly, and you'll be in great shape. All right, that's it for this week. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll take all this stuff to heart. If there's something that you missed, go back and replay this episode. If you're interested in working with me, go to kenisemail.com/packages. kenisemail.com/packages. And don't forget to join my mailing list. If you're not already on it, go on my website, kenisemail.com, kenisemail.com, and go ahead and join my list there. Hey, we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Everything Email Podcast with Ken Countess. If you like the podcast, tell your friends and coworkers about it. Be sure to visit kenisemail.com to sign up for Ken's mailing list. You'll get great marketing tips every week in your inbox. Have questions? Send Ken an email. It's ken@kenisemail.com. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to this week's episode. Every week you get great tips on how to use email marketing in a way that makes you more money. With an ROI of 36 to 1, if you're not yet using email, you really should be. Learn more at my website at kenisemail.com. And if you'd like to learn how to work together, go to kenisemail.com/packages. kenisemail.com/packages. We'll see you next week.